Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Let's go to the Triple M Harvey Norman sideline. Who have you got there, Emma Lawrence?
I have the Eels halfback Mitchell Moses with me. Mitch, I know it wasn't perfect, but gee, a win is a win and that's what you need.
Yeah, it's a tough win. The Bulldogs, they bring you down to their level and make you play their footy, which is like, you know, they're pretty free-flowing, but they bring you into the dogfight and we were tough to beat tonight. I thought that was our whole motto for the week. It was tough to beat, and I thought we were.
What about Reid Marnie? Could you expect anyone else to finish off that try? He's always chasing. He's always giving those little one percenters, isn't he?
Yeah, I thought he was outstanding tonight. He really turned up, and I thought our second half from our boys was massive. We were camped down here the whole half, and we finally got an opportunity down there, and we iced it, and we knew if we just kept hanging in there, we'd score some points, and we did that.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Mitch, Wendell Saylor here, mate. You put some really good kicks in there, mate, but I was looking for the little short one over the top because their defence was in your face.
Yeah, I was going to do it on that last one, but I thought it was a bit risky. The chasers are, the kick is only as good as his chase, and my chase was there all night, and you know, we were kicking our way out of trouble, and our chase was outstanding. You know, presented a one line and didn't give Dallin any opportunities.
There's no secret, Mitch, about the adversity the Dogs have overcome in the last couple of days. You knew they were going to come out breathing fire, and you weren't disappointed. They were exactly what they gave you, an old-fashioned dogfight, eh?
100% it was a dogfight. And, you know, in the half-time, it was really scrappy. The ball was very slippery, and, we made a few errors, and they made errors as well. But I thought we completed very well in the second half, and that's what won us the game.
You know, Mitchell, just something a little left field. Players of your ilk love the American sports. You'd probably know what's happening with the NBA. They've called off all their league. Are you worried about what's going to happen to our game?
Mate, I've got no idea. there was big dramas today. We weren't allowed to let fans into our sheds after the game. So I don't know what's happening. So we'll just have to keep training and go on to training like a normal week and see what happens. I think they're meeting tomorrow or something about something. So.
Just worry about the footy, mate.
Hey, Mitch, quick one. How's it been working with Joey, mate? I reckon it'd be great for you.
Outstanding. Yeah. Just the way he reads the game, the way he speaks is, it's outstanding. I've never really had a halves coach before, and I've got a lot out of this preseason. I've done a lot of work with him, and I think he's not only helped me, but he's helped the whole spine. And I thought we were pretty calm tonight, and pretty frantic situations. We'll calm, and that's what won us the game.
Well, playing to Joey standards is one thing, but filling Wendell Saylor's chair on the Saturday sin bin is another, Mitchell Moses.
Yeah. I know. I can't wait.
What are you going to bring to the table on Saturday?
Yeah. I've got no idea. You guys are going to have to help me out.
You know what you're bringing? You're bringing 2 points. That's always a plus.
Good on you, mate.
Bring your confidence. Bring your little swagger, mate.
I will, mate. I will.
Well done. We'll see you
Thanks,
Saturday.
Boys.
See you, brother. See you later.